In secret, this one's called. Matthew 6, 5 and 6 in the Voice. Likewise, when you pray, do not be as hypocrites who love to pray loudly at synagogue or on street corners. Their concern is to be seen by men. They have already earned their reward. When you pray, go into a private room, close the door, and pray unseen to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Rewards, here we go again. That's what it's all about, not now, but in eternity. Something many of us give little or no thought to, eternity. The fact that now we're being trained for reigning because we are destined for the throne forever. This lifetime is all we have to get ourselves trained up and ready. God's so kind, he calls us and he equips us for anything and everything he asks us to do. He doesn't send us out without giving us the tools to do the job. But first, he has to shape us, knock off those rough edges, smooth us out. We're like living stones hewn from the rock face, destined to be part of the temple. We need the hammer, the file and the chisel to get us so smooth that when we're moved into place, we will slide gently in and fit perfectly for eternity. That's why we have difficulties and tribulation here, beloved. There won't be any there. No sighing, crying, pain or sorrow there. It all happens here in the quarry of life. Don't waste it. Don't waste your sorrows. Don't waste your time here. Let your difficulties sculpt and shape you for eternity. Determine to get better, not bitter, through them. Develop that secret life that Jesus talks about here, the prayer closet, where no one but you and he are party to what's said, the secret place of God's own heart for you. Don't be like the hypocrites who want to be heard and admired for their much praying. Get away with him. He loves every connection he has with you.